It takes community spirit and support when it comes to getting something done these days. I'm very glad to say that we have two people who, well, they've got things done. Siobhan Miller and Scott Ord. Can I bring in Siobhan first of all? Siobhan, tell me the story, because you've helped out Preston Primary School.
Hi, yes. I've donated on behalf of my business, the Positive Birth Company, to the fundraising efforts that Scott is organising to raise money for a pitch they're building at Preston Primary. And the reason I really wanted to do that is because through my work, I do so much to support parents and families globally and, yeah, kind of global community. And to have the opportunity to support something closer to home, it's a real privilege to be able to do that, and my children go to the school, so it's something very close to my heart. So they're really happy to have that opportunity to do that.
Okay, well, let's bring in the head teacher, Mr. Ord. Do you know, I'm sorry, I'm approaching 60, but because you're a head teacher, it's Mr. Ord still, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Scott's fine. But right. We're really excited about this donation, because it's come at the end of some excellent fundraising that means we'll be able to achieve our dream. We've had a dream at the school of turning our school field into an all-weather pitch that we could use every day, with seating down the side for parents to come on site. And it's been a difficult year. I've got parents that haven't been on site. I've got two year groups, the youngest year groups, their parents have never been on site. So yeah. we've used lockdown to really push ahead with our fundraising, because we knew that when we were back and all the children were in, they would need not only great lessons, but they'd need time outside, time with their friends, playing outside, and as much sport as possible. So we're really delighted to say that we've now got to a point where in the summer, our 2G AstroTurf pitch will be fitted. And thanks to this amazing donation from Mrs. Miller, we'll also be able to have seating down the side for all the parents and grandparents to regularly come onto site. And what could be better than playing sport and turning and looking at parents, clapping and cheering? That's what we're all about. And I think actually this week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and we're really aware of the well-being of our pupils. And we just really want to celebrate this excellent fundraising that the children and the community have achieved together.
It sounds brilliant. Actually, I've got to say, to actually have a field at school these days is rare. You are in a great position.
We cherish and protect what we've got at Preston Primary School. We've got a huge woodland camp that we've developed. We've got an outdoor swimming pool. We've got chickens and rabbits and guinea pigs. We've finally, after years of waiting, come to the top of the list, and we've got a beach hut down on Preston Sands.
Wow.
It's all about, it's all about a broad, rich curriculum that you learn more in the classroom when you're thriving in life and you're smiling. And we realise not only do we need good lessons, we need great lessons every day, but we also need children who are content and happy with their well-being. And this increased sport that's going to happen, an increased time outside playing with your friends, is something that's really exciting. I can't wait.
That's remarkable, Siobhan. I have no idea when you went to school or when you left school, but I didn't get facilities like that.
It's absolutely incredible, and my two are actually in those younger groups, so they're in reception in year one. So because of COVID, I mean they've not been there for the whole year, and also I've missed out on going on to site and seeing them. But when they're back at school and the stories they come home and tell me, I just feel so lucky that they're at the school. It's an incredible school. They are literally building campfires. They are making bread out on a campfire. They have the rabbits come into the classrooms. I mean, yeah, Mr. Ord has just had done so many incredible things. And so I feel so lucky to be part of that, a parent at the school. And I look forward so much to the day that I can actually go onto the site and see the kids play and be able to, be part of it. It's incredible. Everything he said, they do so much for the children. So happy to support in any way I can.
Superb. Got to say, though, Mr. Ord, at times parents can get a little carried away when it comes to football and running and that sort of stuff. Have you witnessed that? Sorry, there's Siobhan's laughing there.
Both my sons told me not to shout and cheer at football matches. But I do know that what our children need at the moment is they need that excitement and that vocal support from a crowd. because that's what we've missed. There's been so many periods of isolation.
Yes.
We need to come together as a community. They need crowds, they need laughter, they need cheering, and that's what we're going to give them.
Well, Siobhan, it's been tough. Have you homeschooled? Have you gone through the Zoom classes?
Yes, it's been a crazy year of juggling work. So I obviously run my own business, so I've been working throughout the pandemic and trying to do what I can with homeschooling. And yes, and everyone's been so cooped up inside, so it's just so I can't even say how grateful I am for the schools being open and the kids being able to go back there and knowing that they are having such a wonderful time when they're there. I'm so incredibly grateful.
Excellent. Siobhan, thank you so much for what you've done. You're going to bring a lot of pleasure there. And Scott, it's been going to be completed by when? You've done some of the work already?
It's going to be all fitted in August. I just want to say thank you to all the great fundraising from the children. We've had children running a marathon in a month, kayaking across Tor Bay. We've had ex-pupils doing sponsored walks. We've had dozens of local companies offering to buy advertising around the edge of the pitch. Just want to say thank you to everybody, really.
Yeah, fantastic. That is fantastic. If everyone's pulled in the same direction, that is what it's... Well, this is what it is being in a part of the community. Superb. By the way, I've got to ask you, did you do chemistry at school? And were you allowed to handle chemicals when you went through school? First of all, Scott?
Yes. Vague memories of things blowing up.
Yes.
great times.
But not on your shift, I hope.
No, not on our shift. No, we take risks. We do fire lighted, and the children will use hand drills, and we'll teach them how to start fires safely, but not chemistry, no.
No, you can't keep them in cotton wool. Siobhan, were you guilty of setting fire to anything or blowing anything up at school?
We definitely had Bunsen burners, and I remember setting fire to my hair a few times as it fell into the flame, and that smell, that very familiar smell, someone's hair's on fire. I remember that.
Right, yes. And then you teach your children. Now, I want you to behave. No stupid actions, okay? And then you cast your mind back to your own school and you think, okay, just move along. Siobhan and Scott, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Speak to you soon. BBC. Preston Primary, benefiting from the kindness not only of Siobhan, but so many people there, raising money for a pitch, an all-weather pitch and seating.